All right, so you've brainstormed some of the things you would love to offer, and some of you have already tried offering some of those things you love to offer. And you're really curious why people aren't as excited as you are about the thing you're offering. Has anyone had that experience? I'm going to raise my hand. I'll give you an example. Joyful productivity. I first came up with that idea in 2009, at the latest, 2009 was when I came up with the idea. I started talking about it. I got real excited by it. Of course, it's evolved a lot over the years, but the core idea was already there in 2009. I tried selling a program, Joyful Productivity, 2009. I tried hard. Got a total of one client out of it. I was actually quite lucky to get it. That person wasn't even hiring me for Joyful Productivity, not really. Was hiring me for like social media stuff, but they said, all right, well, I'll sign up for whatever you say. Couldn't make money, couldn't make a living out of it for sure. Tried selling in 2010, crickets with like very few, like barely any. 2011, still kind of crickets. 2012, on and on. 2013, 2014, could not make anywhere near even a part-time income with Joyful Productivity. No. 2015, 2016, something shifted. How many years in was that? 7 years of trying and talking about Joyful Productivity on at least a monthly basis, if not weekly, maybe even. But sometimes it was weekly, but at least once a month I talked about it. 7 years. Now, take courage. I'm not saying it's going to take you 7 years. It might. Some of you have taken longer than 7 years. Here's why what we passionately want to sell isn't selling. Because we've already taken the journey up to the mountaintop and our audience has not. Our audience are still at the river. They're at the river because that's where all the resources, that's where it's easier at the river. It's more fun at the river. Okay. We have taken the hard work of taking the trek up to the mountaintop. And the more, the more we've gone up the mountaintop, the more the people at the river don't know what we're talking about because they haven't taken the trip yet. We're shouting, in fact, from the mountaintop, "Hey, y'all, come up here. The site's beautiful. Can you hear me?" The higher up we go, the less people can hear us, no matter how much we shout every day. Now, if we keep shouting every day, maybe occasionally one person from the river goes, "I think someone's talking up there." Oh, wait, trying to hear. And they have to be, they're really good hearing. Use that now. They have to have really good hearing to hear us. So what do? We can't offer our core work to people at the river because they don't get it. They haven't taken the trip up to us. So what we need to do from the mountaintop, we got to come down from the mountaintop. We got to come down the mountaintop from our peak experience and talk to the people at the river and say, "Hey, I know you're here. I know things are easy. Things might be enjoyable right now. Maybe things are hard. Maybe things are a little are shallow," you might say, "not very meaningful. Come with me. Let's go on a journey together." But we have to talk in their language at the river, you see. And that's what market discovery is. So that's why you're here. You're learning how to come down from the mountaintop so you can speak the language of the people, so you can bring them along on the journey up to the mountaintop with you. So let's do this journey together. I forgot to finish the story. Okay. So finally in 2016, I sold the Joyful Productivity course. I was like, okay, it's starting to pick up. More people are buying it. Still can't make a living off it, but maybe going to be a part-time income before long. By 2018, I launched a Joyful Productivity program and it sold out. And there were 70 members who joined my monthly paid membership. I forgot what the price was, but it was like $50 to $75. I think it was $50 a month. 75 people. Hey, that's certainly a part-time, like $3,000, $4,000 a month per month. Joyful Productivity. That was 9 years after I've been shouting from the mountaintop. And so I'm not saying shouting from the mountaintop doesn't work. It just might take you 7 to 9 years of shouting. But you have to be doing it daily, like regularly shouting, because then someone, eventually, a few people go, hey, come here. Someone's been shouting from the mountaintop 7 years, but I finally heard them. So I'm hoping if you don't want to take 7 to 9 more years of doing it or shouting very cleverly and loudly, then do market research, because then it'll take you, instead of 7 to 9 years, it'll take you 7 to 9 weeks. Yeah. All right. So let's go on to the next lesson.